Hello, this is Dr. Robert Schock, author of Voices of the Rocks, and you're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus, one of the most fascinating shows on the air.
Welcome back. Yeah. Oh, indeed. I haven't heard from Dr. Robert Schock in around 7.5 years. That's kind of crazy. We had such good times together. Well, expect the unexpected at the Home Again store near Towson. Joining us for the remainder of this hour is our good friend, Fionnuala Fox. Oh, what a Fionnuala Fox. Boy, that's some name. The owner of Home Again, where new and previously owned home furnishings are just the beginning of what makes this store such a special place. It's located at 6719 York Road in the Rogers Forge area, below Towson, or as we always used to say, below Towson. Home Again has a devoted following on the internet from people who enjoy their bi-weekly updates on new consignments that have arrived in their unique collection. Far from just a home furnishing store, Home Again specializes particularly in vintage jewelry. Ah, good stuff. As well as soaps, scents, and great smells. Oh, Zahara would love that. Accessories, china, or as we used to say, embalmer, china, crystal, outdoor furnishings, rocks, fossils, minerals, dolls, figurines, unique cards and gifts and vases, containers, and, of course, home decor and furniture from around the world. Home Again also makes it easy to consign your stuff because, well, are you downsizing? A lot of people are. Are you moving into a retirement community? Then take them to Home Again, where you know your lifelong treasures will be welcomed and cherished. Let's find out more about what makes this store such a special place to stop by and sit a spell, as well as to buy and sell your home goods. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, Fionnuala.
Hi, Dr. Bob. How are you?
I'm about an A minus.
An A minus.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's pretty good for me. I'm about a C. But I understand you are one of four adopted children of the first generation of Irish parents. I didn't know that. Did you grow up in Ireland?
No, we were born here. Mom and Dad came over, and back in those days, people could get more than one child, so it's much more difficult now. But So there are four of us out here.
When's the last time you've been there?
I guess I'd say about 2 years ago.
When we've gone, we've only, unfortunately, gone to the east coast of Ireland, missing the west coast. Is the west coast much different than the east coast?
It's incredible, all of it. Anybody who has not been and can go should go.
Yeah, so that's how we felt. Oh, boy, but we never got to the west coast because of our favorite writers used to live out there. Well, of course, they're not living there anymore. How did you become interested in collecting antiques?
Well, I was brought up in a family that collected. Mom and Dad would go to auctions and antique shops all the time, and being younger, I was brought there as well. And I guess it got into my blood, the search and the find and the sell. And I've been doing it a long time.
Well, that must have been one hell of a lot of fun, Fionnuala. Really, because I can't imagine how exciting it is for me, especially when I would go to our little antique stores in Baltimore. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about one of the antique stores you were involved with down there on Harrod Street, as we
That's
used to
right.
say. Good old Harrod Street. That was Antique Row. I don't think there's a row of them there anymore, is
no,
there?
No, unfortunately.
When did you work down there, or when did you have a store there?
Gosh, that was probably 1986, 1987,
mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful time. It was an interesting time, and we enjoyed it greatly. My mom and myself, and my father was a part of it as well.
What did your dad do when you were doing this?
My father was a doctor, so he was working, and we were kind of out there doing the footwork, getting items into the store and going to auctions and all that kind of stuff, and it was a great experience.
Did you guys have a station wagon?
Oh, of course. Didn't everybody way back in the day?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, because, you know, it seems I can almost visualize you and you three getting in the station wagon and going visiting and checking things out. Because, you know, Zahara and I used to do that a lot. We just loved it. Because it's like an adventure. It's like an archaeological tour or an archaeological dig. You never know what's you're gonna find in stores.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been in the field of antiques for over a quarter of a century.
That sounds really good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I saw a review of your store in Baltimore Magazine, I think it was, that said your experience in the field, quote, lends itself to choice and quality of product, fairness in pricing, and a store-wide experience with flavor of a particularly elegant drawing room, end quote. Wow, that's a nice quote.
That was nice.
Yeah. I imagine your experience with antiques also helped you identify the value of the items people bring you for your consignment, or for their consignment, actually. Is that true?
Yes. I would like to have a me to go to if I were looking to sell something because of my background. It's so helpful to know what is being brought in so I can guide people in the right direction as to either price or maybe something isn't suited for my store. It should be brought to somebody who has antiques primarily where they get more money or...
Mm-hmm.
And or there are people that bring things in. I had one woman bring in a broken figurine, and it was in the bottom of a box underneath a bunch of other stuff. And she was going to throw it out, and she said, I thought I would show it to you and see maybe you could sell it because it's pretty. And I found that it was a Meissen piece, which is a really incredible piece of porcelain made.
What did you call that again? Meissen?
Meissen.
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 Can you spell that for me so I can understand it?
M-E-I-S-S-O-N.
Oh, my. Oh.
Meissen. It was manufactured in Germany way back in the day. And anyhow, it was just really neat to be able to share with this person who was trying to get together a bunch of money to go on a trip, I believe she was trying to do, and mm-hmm. to be able to make some money for her.
Mm-hmm.
On something that she thought was worth about $5, I got her $700.
And,
right, and it was wonderful to be able to do that. So there's lots of good stuff that is helpful in having me in the store with my background.
I'll say, yeah, you know, well, one of the things that I find really exciting is that you have on the consignment process, it seems that you're very, very deeply involved with the people that bring their things in. And it also is kind of a place in a certain sense to hang out. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. Some days you can come in and there'll be some people sitting down and just chatting.
Can you have a cup of coffee?
I'm working on that part. I have not done that. I offer tea because I do have a hot water, you know, boiler in the back, but I've always wanted to be able to have an area to sit and tea and crumpets or what have you.
Oh, tea and crumpets. Doesn't that sound terrific?
It is, but it's a nice place to, you know, it's homey in there and it's comfortable and we really, we enjoy having people stop and just hang out and share with each other and with us. You know, it makes it's just a really nice environment.
Do they ever come in and ask you what they got? That is, from the standpoint of they don't know what it is, besides the lady that had a $5 item and she thought and ended up being $700. I mean, are there ever discussions with groups of individuals that bring these things in and then begin to find out that the whole process is, regardless of what you got, the whole process is even more exciting than what you got?
That's an interesting mouthful of words there, Dr.
Yeah, that
Bob.
Was a mouth word.
Very interesting. Well, I guess, you know what it is? I think what it does for people who walk through the door and they meet me, because I don't say this in a way as, I say this humbly, that I can be high energy and not necessarily clean-cut kind of gal. And what I mean by that is I tell it like it is, and I mm-hmm. share with people as I see it. And I appreciate that in other people as well. So anyhow, I get a lot of people through that are, you know, not necessarily where I am. So it in that relationship, just between myself and another person, it's such a wonderful back and forth. You know, their guard is let down when they start sharing with me about themselves and their things, and in the end, how close that, you know, in that moment. I mean, it may just be a 20-minute interchange, but it creates a little vignette of life of people just learning one another. Anyhow, it's a really great experience.
Well, it's the kind of thing I think that probably would have happened more in the 30s, end of 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s. And businesses, a lot of people, when they go into stores, don't necessarily trust the businesses they're going into. I guess you know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if let's say you take your car out somewhere, you're going to sell it. And you know the reputation of used car salespeople. You know, there are certain kind of biases that people would have.
Most definitely.
Cause especially when they're going to part with their cash. Tell us more about the consignment process and how it works at home again, because a lot of people are really in the situation of paring down what they own, and as they get to retire, they just can't have all this stuff around.
Well, it's funny you brought up just a second ago about the practices back in the 30s and 40s. I'm just finished a book called Spend Shift, and it talks about the great change in how we as people here in America are spending our money because of the Great Recession that just went down and is continuing on as we speak. And it talks about how we are going back to values that have not been around in business practice since, the 1980s probably is what they're saying in this book. I believe that's a date.
Wow.
And we just started becoming more and more consumer-oriented, just more and more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it talks about how now we're shifting back to the values of customer service, kindness, honesty, openness, and how that shift is changing the paradigm of the business world, the small business world, at least for now. Although you can see it in big companies like Zappos. That's another incredible company out there that's doing really well with the old values of business. So anyhow, you brought that up. And when it comes to people coming in to consign, we really do try and just have an honest, open discussion as to what, where, how, and who it is expected during the transaction, which is a three-month contract, and during that time, their items are marked down. It's like a silent auction almost, and their items are marked down 20% a month twice. So it's a three-month contract, and there's an initial sale price, then it's marked down 20%, and then the third and final month, it's marked down again 20%. So
wow.
We find that that really works well,
mm-hmm.
and with the intrigue as well, because you have a lot of people, they learn quickly. If they don't buy it, when they see it, it's gone. If something is, you know, really nice, it does not last,
mm-hmm.
And that people find that out over and over again. So in the consignment process, I tell them, you know, people bring their things in, and I will take from them what I feel is best for us to sell for them. And then there are items that I have to turn away, which is always, I had to learn how to do that politely, but there are just, there's, it just a fact of life. I can't take everything. And in all sales of people's items, it's a really good turnaround. And it's just a great way to bring back money from things that you would have otherwise maybe donated.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. So it's a great way to kind of reuse, recycle, repurpose items, and bring in some money. So,
well, I understand that Home Again views items on Wednesdays and Thursdays only.
Actually, it is now Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Oh, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, mm-hmm. And they're very busy days.
I bet they are. But right now, we're very busy. I'll take a couple of commercials here. And Fanula will be right back here in just a little while. Unique Home Furnishings and Antiques from Home Again, 6719 York Road, near Towson, 410-377-3067, 410-377-3067, www.thehomeagain.com. My goodness, it's homeagainstore.com. That's a very strange hyphenated there. I'll be right back.
Every crisis creates opportunity.
Next week on 21st Century Radio, Shakespeare's secret book reveals an underground literary movement of esotericists and alchemists all using the same codes pointing to a secret teaching for initiates. Sunday night at 8, 21st Century Radio, Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Zo Hieronymus here. Visit my website, www.zoharaonline.com. That's Zohara, Z-O-H-A-R-A, online.com. Find podcasts of decades of radio interviews, journalism, and photography. Find links to experts worldwide and in Maryland for subjects that range from where to sail in Maryland to the latest in UFOs. Find out about artificial intelligence and spiritual pathways. Zohara Online is a hub for finding books, people, and organizations in the business of doing good. It's always an adventure without reservations. Visit my website, www.zoharaonline.com.
Hi, this is Mark Carlotto, author of The Martian Enigmas, and you're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus. Expand your mind.
Hey, we're expanding our mind here on 21st Century Radio with Fanula Fox, Foxy Lady. Hey, I wonder, do you know that Jimi Hendrix wrote a song about you?
Is that so
right?
Funny.
Well, all right. Unique Home Furnishings and Antiques from Home Again, 6719. That's a southern incarnation I snuck in there. York Road, and that's near Towson. I think in Georgia they call it Towson. The number is 410-377-3067, www.thehouseagainstore.com. Home Again Store. Oh, I see. My goodness. The way it's hyphenated was ST. Saint Orr. That's right. Did you know that too, Fox?
What? Say that again.
Well, it doesn't matter. What I was pointing out was that I was trying to read something that was not hyphenated. You don't need to know stuff like that. You're getting into the inside story here. Now, let's talk more about your store from the standpoint of you. People can actually arrange a house call. Is that correct?
Yes, they can. I'll come out to your home and I'll evaluate what it is that you have. It's best to have several pieces of a large furniture because otherwise if you have box lots, you can get that into me easier than having me come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I do house calls, and it is so helpful.
I bet, yeah. But you say the best way to show Home Again the items that you desire is to take clear and focused, well-lit digital photographs of all sides of the item. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, folks, remember that.
It's a great place to start.
You remember that. Now let's talk about your own personal story and how you ended up in your current location in Stony Rogers Forge. I know that area pretty well. When did you open up there, and what transpired to bring you there?
Well, it was. I like this story because it is pretty neat. I was at the time. I guess this is in 2000, maybe.
Yeah,
1999, 2000. I was going through a divorce and wondering what in the heck I was going to do with my life. I had been working in a florist for a while, and that was wonderful. And then I wasn't working at all, and now I had to go and figure out what it was that I wanted to do with myself. And I saw an ad in the newspaper. I lived over in Stoneleigh, and I saw an ad in the newspaper, and it was somebody selling a consignment shop. And I read it, and I thought that's so interesting. And it asked for people to write to anybody who has interest to write and let them know about who you are. And at that time where I lived, there was a consignment shop down the road that I loved to go into. I probably went in there once a week, if not more, and checked out all the stuff that was in there. And I read this in the paper, and I sent off a note, and I forgot about it. And a month later, I got a response, and it was actually the owner of Consignment Galleries, which now is home again. And we worked out a deal, and I bought her out, and here I am. But it was really neat that I was so interested in this little store down the street, thinking, gosh, it was run by somebody who was older, and they did a good job, but it just needed some new blood. And I could sense that, and I had, thought, gosh, wouldn't it be fun to do this? Well, anyhow, long story short, there I am. I sent off the letter, and in the newspaper, it didn't say where this shop was. I was just sending off a letter thinking, I wonder where it is.
Well, you soon found out it was just about 5 minutes away from you.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I call that, that's good karma. That's what they call that. Now, when you're asked, what will you find in the store? Your answer is not just about the unique antiques and vintage jewelry, but also the inviting and welcoming atmosphere that you foster. Now, this is something I find is terrific. What is your goal in communicating with your customers?
My goal in communicating with my customers, and what, help me with that.
Well, obviously, when they come in, you obviously provide an ear to listen to what they have to say.
Yes, okay. Yeah, well, I know that one of the pieces of my story has always been, how do I mean more than just a sale? How do I mean more than just earning my keep to pay my rent and all that stuff? And I have found that I do strive to create a personal connection with people through, just like you said, a listening ear and or just sharing of experiences. As I said, I may be misconstrued as a little nutty because I happen to just be right there, right out there with my thoughts and my experiences. And but I find that a lot of people respond well to someone who can talk about experiences, the good, the bad, the ugly, honestly,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And share. So I find that for me brings such great meaning to what I'm doing there.
Well, I think also it creates a wonderful adventure for anyone who comes into the store.
Yeah,
I agree. It's just wonderful to be able to be open like we used to be. Americans were very different in the 40s and 50s. When a person's word, generally, I'm talking about generalizations now, a person's word was their word. They didn't. I used to talk to my father about this all the time. A lot of these people never signed a contract. It was just a handshake. Your word mm-hmm. meant something. And, of course, that isn't necessarily so today. And one of the things I like about this, your store, is that people will find a kind of like a little haven, a place where they can be themselves and share and not be necessarily fearful that they're being judged, which I think most of us feel that we're being judged one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right? Don't you think so?
I agree with that.
So we've talked about a lot of non-material things. I have, at least I've mentioned them a few times here. But, you know, I think the past 2 years have been called an economic meltdown. What have you, as a small business owner, learned from this challenging time period?
Oh, gosh. Well, many things have come out of this. And really, I guess that all of them are good in hindsight. While I was going through, I used to have 5,000 square feet, and I was brought to my knees in this crisis 2 years ago, where I just, it was either close the doors or do something really drastic. And I was able to downsize my space to the 2,000 that I now have. And I learned a lot about myself, about perseverance, about, you know, how it is that I actually needed to look at what I was doing with my business and how I was treating it and or not treating it.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're almost out of time, but I wanted to mention, you have a newsletter. Is that correct?
We have a website, and we send out a web. We send out little notes every week, every other week, as to new merchandise. And that would be
www.thehomeagainstore.com.
Yes.
Or visit you on Facebook. But also, there's a phone number. Hey, and it's 410-377-3067. 410-377-3067. www.thehomeagainstore.com. Fanula, I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We'll see you next week on 21st Century Radio. And you want to learn some strange things about William Shakespeare? Like maybe he never knew how to write? That's true. We'll be back with you next week.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio.